Resurrection Sunday, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful day in God's house again. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Isn't that a blessing that Jesus Christ is risen today? One of the things that I'm going to miss today is singing the songs with the piano and the organ and the other instruments today, but I praise the Lord for those who have pitched in to help in so many different ways, even to make this service possible. But I trust that you have a good Resurrection Sunday today, and I hope that the words and the songs and everything will be an encouragement to you today. Now, you know, the tomb of Jesus means so much to me. It means so much to all of us as Christians. You know, as I studied it this week, somewhat. It's so much more. I found myself saying, if the tomb of Jesus was still filled, or if Jesus was still on the cross, if he had not risen the third day, so much would be negated, so much would be changed. Folks, this is a wonderful day in which we have to celebrate. The tomb of Jesus is empty, and we praise the Lord for that on this Easter day. I'll also tell you that I miss all of you. It's getting a little bit lonely. I appreciate my family, and I've enjoyed spending more time with my family, but haven't seen so many of you for so long. Every once in a while, one of you have popped into the office, and I've gotten to say hi, and that certainly has been a blessing. But I'll be looking forward to the day that we can get back together and we can celebrate physically again together. But until that time, we continue to praise and thank the Lord for his goodness, because indeed, God is good. So I want you to focus on that even this very day. God is good. Well, let's go ahead and take our hymnals and turn to a few good songs that we can hopefully let be a blessing to our hearts this morning on this Resurrection Day. To get your hymnals and turn to 273. 273 will be our first song that we're going to look at. I'll do the words. 273, Christ the Lord is risen today. 273, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting, Alleluia. Dying once, he all doth save, Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave, Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won, Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led, Alleluia. Following our exalted head, Alleluia. Made like him, like heaven, like him we rise, Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, Alleluia. God, thank you so much for these words that we have just rehearsed, and maybe in some cases people sang them. God, thank you so much that you've done so much for us. Alleluia. God, thank you. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the service this morning. Be with me as I share the truth of the word with these folks. Lord, I pray that you'd do a great and mighty thing today in our hearts and lives. Even though we cannot be together, I pray that we're together in spirit and in truth. God, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Go ahead and take your hymnals and turn to 265. 265 is the song Christ Arose. Christ Arose. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, alleluia, Christ arose. And then lastly, 268, he lives. 268, he lives. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. In all the world around me, I see his loving care, and though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. I trust that these songs will be a blessing and encouragement to you today, and maybe you'll go about your day singing these songs and rejoicing in God's goodness, that he is alive. He's risen for each one of us. Amen. All right, take your Bibles this morning, and we are going to look at a couple different places in our scriptures today. This morning I have entitled the message, The Responses to the Tomb of Jesus. The Responses to the Tomb of Jesus. I think it would be fitting right now if I take just a moment to bow my head, and I trust you'll do the same, bow our heads, and let's close our eyes and ask God's blessing upon the scriptures and the challenge from his word this morning. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, I thank you so much that Jesus lives and that he is in the world today. God, I thank you that he lives inside of us and that he is living for us and for you. God, I thank you so much that we have the scriptures to look at this morning. I pray that we take heed to them. Let them be an encouragement to each one, every one of our hearts. God, thank you for what you're going to do through your word this morning. God, help me as I share your truth with your people. Lord, I pray that it would go beyond me speaking to this iPad, that it would go beyond the technology, that it would go beyond all of this, and it would go to the ears, and it would go to the hearts of all the people that are listening out there today. God, would you do work in my heart and in these people today? God, thank you for your son's resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The responses to the tomb of Jesus. You know, today there are so many different responses to the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. To some, Jesus was just a person, a prophet maybe, a good man. You know, and celebrating his life, death, and resurrection does not mean a whole lot to that individual. To some, Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection is just a good religious story. Celebration of Christ's resurrection to them is just an addition to their seasonal festivities. It's not real to these people. Yet others do not even believe that Jesus rose from the dead at all. And to them it's nothing. This morning I would like to look at some individuals or groups of people that were faced with the resurrection of Jesus firsthand. We'll look at their responses and hopefully learn some things from them. The first group that we will look at this morning are the chief priests and Pharisees. Only Matthew covers their responses. So with that, if you could turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, we are going to begin to look towards the end of the chapter, verses 62 to 66, and then on into chapter 28, we are going to look at the chief priests and the Pharisees. Matthew chapter 27, let's start in verse 62. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Then go down to chapter 28, and let's look at verses 11 through 15. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, His disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. So you can see what happened. We have this group of religious leaders that were very concerned. And I don't think that they believed that it was going to happen, the resurrection. But they were concerned that, of course, the disciples were going to come and steal the body away. And so they demanded a security of the tomb. Well, that takes place. And Pilate goes ahead and grants them their wishes. And then chapter 27 ends. And then the beginning of chapter 28, which we didn't look at, we have the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Surely it happened, and he rose from the dead. Well, this group of individuals, they get scared. Oh, great, now what? And so we have this little bit that we just read about how they pay money just in case it is found out. They pay money so that a lie is told, and nobody is going to believe that Jesus rose from the grave. So how did these men respond? You know, these religious leaders feared the possibility of the resurrection. If it were true, it would prove Jesus right and them wrong. They cared so much about their own reputation. A resurrection, or even a story, or a lie, a resurrection lie, in other words, the disciples stealing the body, would ruin their lives and freedom to live the way that they wanted and saw fit. They wanted to be the leaders of their own lives, not Jesus. You see, Jesus' resurrection would prove his deity, his being God, and they wanted to be their own God. You know, this is also true with so many people today. Jesus represents God. He was God. He represents authority. He is the authority. He represents what is right, for he is right. You know, we don't like authority. We don't like rules. We don't like it any other way than ours. We like our liberty. We like our way. And the resurrection of Jesus destroys our own way. The resurrection of Jesus makes Jesus God. It makes Jesus as king. It makes his way right. It makes me responsible under his authority. You know, the religious leaders did not like this, nor wanted this. They feared the possibility of the resurrection of Jesus. And once they saw that it truly happened, they did not believe. Instead, they paid money to cover up the truth. You know, that kind of sounds like our world in which we live in today. Let's cover up the truth and turn it into a lie so that we can continue to do and live as we please. But I'm not primarily preaching to the world today. It's amazing how we resemble the world at times as Christians. Honestly, the truth of the resurrection threatens our personal rights and our fleshly freedoms. It puts us under authority and demands responsibility to follow and to obey. Folks, we ought to count it a privilege to submit and to follow God. He knows what is right. And the great thing about it is that it is for our own good. He has us in mind, and He so loves us so much, and He wants to bless us. But it is under His way and His authority. Let's not respond the same as the chief priests and the Pharisees. Let's be glad and rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2 say, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. How are you responding to the tomb of Jesus? Next, we'll look at the 12 disciples. And there are several things about these men that we could look at this morning. But today I just want to draw attention to one point. You know, although the men were passionately devoted and caring and interested in Jesus, they were, like so many of us, fearful and scared and a bit unexpecting, or should we say unbelieving. Let's look at Matthew chapter 28 and verse 17. Notice, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Now this is after the resurrection. This is when Jesus appeared to them. And yet, some doubted. Reread in Mark chapter 16, verses 11 to 14. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, Mary, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And then we go to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 24, verses 36 and 37. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. Yet hadn't Jesus already given them his word that he would die and rise again the third day? Back in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Later in Matthew chapter 17 and verses 22 and 23, And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And then in Matthew chapter 20, verses 17, 18, and 19, And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. And he had. He was risen. You know, so many of us also respond the same way to the word as the disciples responded to the news of the resurrection. We simply have a hard time believing him for what he has said in his word. Do you believe that he is risen? That he has victory over the grave, sin, everything else that you are worried about, death, and other things? Folks, when we worry, we are acting just as the disciples did when they heard that Jesus rose from the dead. We are not believing that he is victorious and is in control of everything. You see, the resurrection of Jesus assures us that he is omnipotent and that he is sovereign. He is God, and we can trust him for everything, anything. It is time that we take Jesus at his word. How are you responding to the tomb of Jesus? Lastly, I would like to look at another character. Let's look at Mary Magdalene. You know, all of the passages show the concern and passion and care that she had for her Lord. The one who had pardoned and delivered her from her sin. And she loved Jesus. Yet in John, we see her deeply saddened heart that was truly struggling. Let's look at John chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. John chapter 10, verses 10 to 15. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Mary was struggling as her life was now what she thought ever changed. Her Lord had died, and now his body had been stolen. Taken away, she was defeated. You know, this is the kind of response that so many of us Christians have today in our world. They have taken away our freedoms, we say. They have taken away our morality. They are taking away our religion, and our attitude quickly becomes like Mary's, defeated. Christian, notice that Jesus tells this discouraged and defeated disciple of his in verse 15 of John chapter 20. He says in verses 15, 16, and 17, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. In verse 16, Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go. Go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. He says, Mary, lift up your head. Stop dwelling in defeat, and get up and go testify of my resurrection. John chapter 4, verse 35, at the end of the verse says, "Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest." People, it's time that we need to stop living in discouragement of how bad things are these days and lift up our heads and our eyes and go and tell the world that Jesus is not dead but alive and has the life that they need and are looking for. The resurrection should compel us to share the life that Jesus has to offer to all who would receive him. How are you responding to the tomb of Jesus? Are you living for self or for the Savior? Are you living scared or are you living secure? Secure in His Word, trusting. Are you sad and discouraged? Or are you sent out on a mission? Christ's mission. Christ's mission to the world. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. How are you responding today to the tomb of Jesus? God, certainly a short challenge from the Gospels today. It's Easter. Lord, many of us find ourselves like some of these people that we've just went through. Oh God, living for ourselves. How devastating. God, may we live for you. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Many of us are scared. Many of us feeling scared of what's taken place and what is going to take place. And Lord, you've called us to be secure in your word, to trust your word, what you've said. Lord, I pray that we'd be secured in that. Many of us sad. Sad and defeated, and yet you've sent us out. God, I pray that our response to the resurrection of Jesus would be one of victory, one of security, one of going out to the world and helping. Lord, would you help us this day to respond properly to the tomb of Jesus? God, and give us a victorious day, living in your goodness. For it's in your risen Son's holy and precious name, Jesus, that we can pray these things. Amen. What a tremendous challenge from God's Word today. Oh, I trust that you will live for the Savior. I trust that you will be secure in His Word. I trust that today you'll be sent out on His mission, a mission that God has given to all of us. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The tomb of Jesus. I trust that today will be a wonderful day. Maybe as you are just together as an individual or as a family, close at home, I hope that you can reflect in the good truths that we've learned this morning. Tonight, we're going to be back in step with Jesus, and we're going to be looking at some good things on some responses to something else that we'll be looking at tonight. It should be a blessing to you. Have a wonderful day. It's a different Easter day, but I trust that it'll be a wonderful one. So we'll meet back again this evening, and God bless. A wonderful afternoon.